This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
This is for the record. Nita and four of my grandchildren are burnt. Shut up.
The unverified voice of someone claiming to be the family's grandfather as a horrific scene unfolds in Mexico. At least six children and three women from a U.S. Mormon family have been killed in an ambush. The victims were members of the LeBaron family, U.S. citizens who formed a fundamentalist Mormon community decades ago in the border region, that according to the security minister Alfonso Durazo. According to family members, the attack occurred when family members were traveling in three separate vehicles on a dirt road. Durazo also said that police and army troops are searching for a missing child. U.S. President Donald Trump quickly began applying more pressure on Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador to crack down on armed drug groups. He tweeted, "If Mexico needs or requests help in cleaning out these monsters, the U.S. stands ready, willing, and able to get involved and do the job quickly and effectively." U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday that the United States remains concerned about reports of China's harsh treatment of relatives of Uyghur Muslim activists and survivors of Chinese internment camps. In a statement released by the State Department, Pompeo said the U.S. is still deeply troubled by reports that the Chinese government has reportedly harassed, imprisoned, or arbitrarily detained family members of Uyghur Muslim activists and survivors of Xinjiang internment camps who have made their stories public. The top U.S. diplomat said some of the abuses occurred shortly after meetings with senior State Department officials. Over the past few years, China has established complexes in Xinjiang that it maintains or vocational training centers designed to combat terrorism and extremism. This is VOA News. Iranian